Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
What you got, Pretty Malik?
The Kid Laroi, you know, he's performing at the Coca-Cola Arena on Friday. He's doing a bunch of shows. He was in Dublin this week. And for months, there's been this rumor that the Kid Laroi and Tate McRae are in a relationship. But they have never confirmed it until now. So before Laroi got into a song, he made a reference to his girlfriend who was backstage watching him. Have a listen.
All right, here we go. I'm excited to see the Kid Laroi, by the way.
Yeah.
I really want to see
Friday.
When's he? He's on Friday.
Yeah.
How quick has this show come around?
No.
Okay, this is going to be amazing.
I need everybody in here to sing this as loud as they can. Because my girlfriend's here tonight and I don't want to look lame.
He said the girlfriend word, so they're officially together. I am waiting for the song to come out. Kid Laroi, Tate McRae. I'll take it.
Yeah, that'd be a good song, actually.
Yeah,
that'd be
a great one.
All right, Kid Laroi, we look forward to seeing you at the Coca-Cola Arena.
Logan Paul and his fiancée, Nina Agdal, are expecting their first child together. Congratulations to them. They shared a photo on their Instagram to announce the news. They've been dating since 2022, got engaged as well, so well done to them.
You know what? I love that. I love Logan Paul. I think he's achieved more than I think most people have before the age of 30. He's only just turning 30.
I think he's a good example of learning from mistakes and turning into a different person.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know, I think he's cool now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but I don't. The mistakes that he made, obviously, he made one big one that he owned up to. But apart from that, everything else he's done is pretty epic.
I just think he's matured in such a nice way in the public eye, which I think is very hard for a lot of people who start young to do.
But I think people don't realize, like, the guy's a WWE superstar right now.
And he's good at it as well.
Yeah, I watched him in WrestleMania. Yeah. I'm like, this guy was a YouTuber.
Yeah, exactly. A miner.
Now he's a WWE wrestler. He owns one of the biggest companies in the world when it comes to Prime. You don't understand how much that thing is worth. Like, that is big money, right? That's crazy. And then you've got his brother on the other end doing boxing. And he's boxing Tyson. Like, you know, these guys, there's still people that have been like, oh, the Paul brothers. Like, guys, wake up. Wake up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Good on him. Congratulations. New little Bubba on the way. Bring another Paul into the life. There we go.
And finally, this is crazy, and I'm sticking with her. Ted Lasso, Hannah Waddingham, she has had enough of the paparazzi. So she was hosting this award show. She goes up to, like, the place where they take the photos, right? She shows up in her dress, and all the photographers are like, Hannah, over here. Well, one of the photographers basically asked her to show a little bit more skin.
Oh, that's weird.
And she lost it. She was on a video, and you can't really hear it through us, but what she said was, you never say that to a man. Don't talk to me like that. Don't say show your leg.
Yeah.
Have some manners. And the guy didn't stop, so she walked off. She's like, I'm done. I'm out of here.
Good honor, though. Good honor.
Like, why would you say that to someone?
That'd be weird. Yes. I find it sexist, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.